little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move swiftly on to another very common presentation, particularly for very young babies, which is infantile colic. So the red flag questions that you might ask for a mother related to an apparent presentation of infantile colic would be along the lines of, how is she growing?
I think her growth's been good. She's moving up the charts.
Does she vomit at all?
Well, occasionally just after feeding.
Does she ever vomit between feeds as well?
No, not okay. That I've noticed.
And what are her bowels like?
I think they're probably normal for this stage. I mean, they are a bit runny, but and sometimes the colour can be a bit pale or yellowish, but that's how it's been since.
Is she passing urine okay? Is she peeing okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lily looks really well. She's not vomiting and she's growing well. Her tummy feels fine and she's opening her bowels normal. But I think she has colic. So you might want to consider doing a bit of baby massage because that can sometimes help, and your health visitor might be able to teach you that. But it's important that you're happy that there's nothing serious going on here. So it'd be worthwhile thinking about what we can do to try and help her. One of the options for you might include, if she's tending to regurgitate a little bit, we could maybe put some thickener in her feeds. That might be worthwhile thinking about. So we're going to give you some safety net information. Or maybe you could give me some safety net information.
Yeah, okay. So thanks for bringing Lily in. There's a few things that you need to look out for. It sounds like colic, but I was just going to explain a few of the things we would like you to come back with. So if I'm wrong and it isn't actually colic, it might mean she actually becomes more and more unsettled, and that can be during or after her feed. And this sometimes is a sign that she's actually got cow's milk protein intolerance. So if you just watch out for how she is after her feeds, and if she's getting more and more unsettled, I would come back. I'd also like you to watch out for vomiting, and particularly vomiting between feeds, and also blood in her stool, because these are things I'd like you to come back urgently with. And the final thing to watch is just to make sure she's hydrated. We need to make sure she's passing urine into a nappy at least 3 times a day. Does that sound like things you can watch for? Can you just go over what I've... So, asked you to watch for.
So you'd like me to make sure that she's wetting her nappies and that she's not vomiting too often and that she doesn't have any blood in her poo at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so if you watch for the hydration, watch for the blood, watch for the vomiting, and report them urgently if you see them.
Right. So there are some explanatory notes in black in your accompanying notes, but we're not going to go through all of those notes at the moment.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.